bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Tim Wilson, good morning.
G'day, Macca. G'day, Hardy.
Hello, Tim.
So,
how many people email in and say, why don't you talk to Tim Wilson?
Oh, they do, all the time. Oh,
loads.
Bless them.
I know. I didn't know the IPA had that many phones.
You're such a cynic, Macca. I mean, you just are.
I could be in politics, couldn't I?
It isn't becoming of you.
Oh. I don't know quite what to say to that. But
cynicism makes the world go round.
It does.
Keeps us all employed.
Look, what we're doing, Tim, is we're speaking to yourself first, then the ALP candidate, and then the Greens candidate. We're going to ask you all three or four questions the same, and obviously some of those questions in your answers might lead to something else, but we're trying to ask everyone the same questions to start, and I'll let Heidi kick off with number one.
Tim, it seems to me...
You better actually introduce who I am. I'm like Liberal candidate for Goldstein. There you go.
Liberal candidate for Goldstein, Tim Wilson.
And wannabe radio producer, obviously, telling us how to do the job. Tim, come on. Now, look, most politicians seem to struggle a little bit with this question, from the Prime Minister down, and the opposition leader even, when they're asked these things at forums. Who are you, Tim Wilson?
Who am I?
Who are you?
I'm a 36-year-old openly gay man who lives in Brighton in the federal electorate of Goldstein. I'm currently unemployed because I used to be Australia's Human Rights Commissioner. But had to resign to have the chance to stand for Parliament. But who I am fundamentally is somebody who's deeply concerned about the future and preserving the best of our society to take it forward, but also with a forward-looking vision for the country built on a respect for the individual and their freedom to live their life, their opportunity and their enterprise. There you go.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Full answer,
like that.
Yeah.
What a pity I'm not enrolled in Goldstein.
Exactly right.
What are the defining issues in the seat? You know, when you're out and about, electors are speaking to you. What are the issues that they're talking to you about? You know, is there one or two issues that are coming up all the time?
There's more than one or two. There's superannuation, because we have a lot of self-funded superannuation. We have asylum seekers, marriage, climate change, but particularly jobs and tax reform. But more than anything else, it's people saying the government has to rein in spending and start to be responsible with its spending, because people know that future generations will pay if we don't exercise the sort of responsibility that we should have for our society around balancing the budget.
Okay. I'm interested, you know, you mentioned there superannuation, asylum seekers, marriage, jobs and spending. Superannuation's a bit of a difficult area, isn't it? I mean, you've got a lot of self-funded retirees and a lot of them are not very happy about the proposed changes that have been made.
Well, I would disagree with that. There are people who fundamentally understand the core objective, which is that you cannot have people not paying any tax who are earning income, and that from an intergenerational equity perspective, to make sure that you don't just have a whole bunch of people paying, young people like myself, and look, I'll be charitable today, Macca, I'll even include you as young people, paying their tax obligations and recognising that others need to carry the burden of society as well. There's some debates that people have around nuances, like, you know, where different thresholds kick in, but they almost always universally agree that there has to be some reform to respect the fact that we have intergenerational equity.
Look, I've got a quick question from a listener. He wants to know, where do you buy your funky ties?
Oh, all over the place, but invariably at Rhodes and Beckett. But the most recent one I bought was from Raoul's on Church Street in Brighton, and it's the one with the elephants on it.
Okay.
How many ties do you have?
Well, I'm a bloke, you know. You buy tie. Every time I see a tie I like, if I can reasonably afford it, I purchase it, because it's not just about the tie, it's about the combo. And the one with the... I've got one that's got blue elephants and pink elephants on it, and they're pretty flexible.
I hate to say we're actually on the same page here. I've got a lot of ties, Heidi. But
like whole rooms devoted to them in your house?
Well, not whole. No, but there's adequate space in the closet. Big question, Tim. We asked Michael Kroger earlier how he was going to preference in Higgins, and he basically is going to put Labor last. But our preference, is it decided in your seat how the card's going to run?
Oh, I think there's one for pre-poll, but not for election day. But we've got the Liberal, Labor, Greens, drug law reform. Family First, and who's the other candidate? I'm just had a mental blank. There's one other one. And so I think I've put down the Greens last, but that's where it is at the moment.
Okay. Now, the number one issue for you, I know there'll be many, but if you're elected, Tim, as the Liberal member for Goldstein...
Yes.
What is going to be the number one issue for you when you go into the parliament? What's going to be a real focus for you in that, you know, in that first 6 to 12 months?
Ooh, 6 to 12 months. It's principally going to be on the budget because I want to make sure that we can afford the services that people need into the future and that we're a responsible society. But in the medium term, my real interest is in the health system and making sure that that can be sustainable. And there's a lot of reform that's needed, particularly with an ageing population, to make sure that everybody is going to be able to get health and support at the most vulnerable stages of their life.
And which ministerial role do you have your eye on?
Well, I'm hoping to be the member for Goldstein, but if I have the opportunity and privilege to serve later, as I said, I'd be particularly interested in the space of health because I think that's central to the future of the country. It's the intersection of technology, budgetary issues, as well as making sure that we can care and support those who are most vulnerable in society.
I can see you as the parliamentary sec for health. I reckon you'd be pretty good.
There you go. Yeah. Bring your endorsement from Macca.
I'll tell you what.
Pop it on some cards, hand them out at train stations.
That's right. There goes my reputation.
You're far right, far left, Cred. There you go.
Oh, far left.
All right, just handle it.
Okay, that's good.
You always call me comrade, though, so I don't think you can quite say you.
I know, but I know it has such, you know, such secret appeal to you. It's not what we'd class as a marginal seat, Goldstein, but every seat, you know, it's always hard to call. You never know where it's going to change.
Yes.
You've said the issues that people are talking to you about. Is there an issue that, you know, when people don't tell you what they're interested in, you know, sometimes people just sort of look at you blankly. What do you start a conversation with electors, you know, when you're handing out at the railway station or, you know, you introduce yourself, I'm Tim Wilson, the Liberal candidate for Goldstein, but what's the issue you raise?
I tend to raise issues around the sustainability of Australia in the context of an ageing population and intergenerational equity. So a lot of the things that I've been talking about today, rather than dealing with a specific issue, you raise in terms of themes to explain why you're running and why you think you've got something important to offer. The other night we had a candidates forum where, you know, various candidates got up and said, you know, oh, I'm interested in X issue or Y issue. And I, you know, got up and said, if we don't fix these fundamental problems around the sustainability of the budget, we won't be able to afford any of the things that all of these people are concerned about. And so that's where my focus has been. How do we create a sustainable society, environment and economy, but one where we take everybody forward together?
Great. Well, Tim, it's been a pleasure, and so many of our listeners are just going to be beside themselves with the fact that you know we've had you on 317. Although 317, I'm not sure he's a big fan, but you'd want to know about your ties, so that's always good.
All right. Well, good on you, 317. Now, when am I coming in to co-host?
Well, we couldn't have you to co-host once you were the candidate. But you know, if after the election, you are absolutely welcome. whether you are elected or not, to come in. Come in as co-host. We look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Hardy. Thank you, Macca.
Thanks, Tim.
And good luck, Tim. I mean that genuinely. I wish you luck in the election. And you never know, we might try and have a quick chat to you on election night. We're doing a program 6 to 9pm, so we might try and get a hold of you.
Okay, wonderful.
Pleasure. That was Tim Wilson. He's the Liberal candidate for the seat of Goldstein. As he says, I always say Goldstein, but Goldstein.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.